بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we have spoken of defects that are found in an animal that will render the animal non-eligible for qurbani. There were a number of different defects that we had studied. Moving on to the method of slaughter. Now we're coming to the actual slaughter. A person has selected his animal and he has purchased it. The day of Eid arrives and now he wishes to slaughter the animal. What is the correct method of slaughter? Firstly, it is mustahab that the owner of the animal slaughters it personally. This is mustahab, preferable. Like every other ibadah, one performs that ibadah oneself. The same will apply to qurbani. It is preferable, it is better, it is mustahab, it is recommended that one performs the qurbani himself. And this was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed his own qurbani. Sahaba speak number of hadith, whether it was a small animal, a sheep, or whether it was the bigger animals such as the camels and so forth, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to himself. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had slaughtered 84 camels himself with his own hands. And then he passed on the knife or the spear to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to continue with the slaughtering. Provided he is able to slaughter properly, of course, that is the condition. That the person must be able to slaughter effectively and properly. Sometimes we find that the youngsters are slaughtering, and as a result of that, the animal is suffering. So if a person will cause the animal inconvenience by slaughtering himself due to his inability to slaughter properly, then he should rather ask somebody else to do it on his behalf. It is preferable to sharpen the knife before slaughter to ease the suffering of the animal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلُ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحُ. When you kill, when you slaughter, do it in the most perfect way, in the most excellent way. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that before slaughtering, one of you must sharpen his knife. Ensure that the knife is nice and sharp. It should be extremely sharp. Again here, considering the animal, that no inconvenience should be caused to the animal, and that will result in a person losing the ajr and losing the thawab of his qurbani. The knife should not be sharpened in the presence of the other animals. Once a sahabi, he was about to slaughter an animal, and before slaughtering the animal, he was sharpening the knife. Sometimes you see the animal is lying there on the floor and the person is standing right next to the animal and he is using the sharpener in front of the animal, sharpening that knife. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, he told the person, you have slaughtered this animal twice. You have killed this animal twice. One, by putting the animal through the suffering and the torture of knowing that it is going to be killed. And of course, the second time by actually slaughtering the animal. So it is important for us to consider not only physical inconvenience to the animal, but emotional inconvenience to the animals as well. Animals have feelings. They have feelings. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to consider their physical selves. No unnecessary pain should be caused to their physical bodies, but emotionally also, the feelings of the animals should be taken into consideration, that their feelings should not be caused any inconvenience. The animal should not be slaughtered whilst it is hungry and thirsty. Yes, we should ensure that the animal is well fed, and we should ensure that the animal is thirsty. Nowadays you find that people have this habit that while taking the animal to the place of slaughter, they provide water for the animal. It's fine. But that's if the animal wants to drink. Some people force the animal to drink, and they are forcing the animal's head into the bucket and insisting the animal wants to drink. Maybe the animal is not thirsty, but ensure that where the animals are kept, there is sufficient fodder, there's sufficient feed, there's sufficient water available for the animal to drink if it has to drink. And while taking it to the place of slaughter, if you want to provide water for the animal, you may do so and give the animal water to drink. If it is thirsty, it will drink. If it's not thirsty, do not force the animal to drink. But we must ensure that the animal is not hungry. It went for days without food, or that morning, or in the morning especially, that is when they have their feed, and that is when they have their water. Ensure that that morning before they are slaughtered, the feed is provided for them, water is provided for them. One should not feel, well, we are going to slaughter them in the next 2-3 hours time. What's the point of feeding them? We should feed them so that we ensure that when they are slaughtered, they are fully satisfied in as far as their hunger and thirst is concerned. It should not be dragged along to the place of slaughter. This is very important. Today we find that sometimes we really mistreat the animals. People are, you know, loading their kids onto the animals and making the children ride the animal. It's all nice and fun for the children, and everyone's having a good laugh. But what about that animal? What about the animal? That animal, what is that animal feeling? What is the animal experiencing? Again, the emotional side of the animal. So all these type of things, dragging it along to the place of slaughter and putting the animal through unnecessary sort of inconvenience is not allowed. And that is why it should not be dragged along to the place of slaughter or pulled about in an unethical way. It should be laid on the ground with ease and slaughtered without delay. Now, with ease. Lay down onto the ground with ease. Don't just drop it onto the ground or pull its legs in such a way that the animal falls and hurts itself, but with ease, with great ease. Remember, you are offering this as your qurbani. It is, you are offering it as a sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jal. You want it to be offered and presented to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the most appealing way before Allah Azza wa Jal. So with a lot of ease and a lot of comfort, put the animal down onto the ground and without delay slaughter. Don't waste time in slaughtering the animal. Sometimes we are reading long du'as before slaughtering the animal where the animal is lying there. Read the du'a and everything before the animal is brought. The important thing and the important du'a or the important recital at that time is Bismillah Allahu Akbar. That is it. That's short, sweet, and that is what is required. Sometimes we are reading a lot of long du'as and making this niyat and that niyat, and the animal is lying there waiting to be slaughtered, not knowing what is happening to it, and we are busy reading out these lengthy du'as. So let us ensure that the du'as and whatever else we wish to recite should be made before the animal is laid onto the ground, so that there is no unnecessary delay. It is mustahab to face the qibla while slaughtering. It is mustahab that the slaughterer face the qibla. Okay, preferably the animal should be facing the qibla, meaning that part of the animal that you are going to slaughter, the neck, that is facing the qibla, and you as well are facing the qibla as a slaughterer. So for example, over here, the qibla is in this direction. So the animal will be laid in such a way. The legs will be towards that side. The head will be towards this side. In that way, you will ensure that the neck is facing towards the qibla, and then you will be standing behind the animal on this side, as you would stand in salah, facing towards the qibla and slaughtering the animal in that way. But again, this is mustahab. If we find that it's going to cause the animal inconvenience, the animal is a big animal like the cow or a bull, or it is a goat or any other animal, and by insisting to turn it towards the qibla and have it in the direction of the qibla is going to cause inconvenience and physical pain towards the animal, then cut the animal in whichever direction it is facing, or whichever direction you are facing, because this is recommended. It is mustahab. The niyyah for qurbani should be made. Of course, this is important. The niyyah, at the time when you are slaughtering the animal, there must be a clear niyyah in your heart, in your mind, why you are slaughtering this animal. It is a qurbani that you are offering to Allah. It is sufficient to make the niyyah with the heart, not necessary to verbalize the niyyah. May Allah grant us the understanding.